USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was suspended in the sixth inning Saturday night after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety in the dugout.
The action is outside of the stadium. At this time, we ask you to remain in the stadium.
The shooting, an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, left three people injured, according to the Metropolitan Police Department's Executive Assistant Police Chief. New Jersey senators held a hearing last week to explore whether the science supports forcing children to wear face masks in schools amid growing concerns regarding the efficacy and negative effects of the masks. Scientists testified about the effectiveness of masks in preventing the spread of COVID-19 virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
States that withdrew from the federal pandemic unemployment bonus in June saw improving job numbers and fewer individuals filing for benefits compared to other states, according to the Daily Caller News Foundation's analysis of federal data. The states, most of which are Republican-led, that stopped offering residents the federal benefit in early June experienced a 33% drop in new jobless claims filed compared to the roughly 4% decline seen in states that didn't withdraw from the program. England, which has faced more than 14 months of lockdowns, is set to finally reopen Monday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson:
"It is absolutely vital that we proceed now with caution. And I cannot say this powerfully or emphatically enough. This pandemic is not over."
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another victim has been identified in the collapse of a 12-story Florida condominium that killed at least 97 people. The Miami-Dade Police Department said Saturday that 36-year-old Teresa Velasquez was a confirmed fatality in the June 24th collapse of the Champlain Towers South condo. Texas Democrats are holding up the state with their brand of theater. Dan Naraki has the story.
Three of the more than 50 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives who fled to Washington, D.C. earlier this week to stop Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. The director of the Texas House Democratic Caucus says the lawmakers have been quarantined. The group has remained in D.C. to deprive the Texas House of a quorum, stopping any vote on the election's bill. It's a move that Representative Beth Van Dyne says is political theater. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Democratic caucus is trying to hold the state hostage.
"This is the Democrats not wanting to do their job, not wanting to debate, not wanting to represent their constituents on that floor, and not wanting to face their colleagues. So instead, they're hopping on a private jet, bringing their beer with them, catching COVID, and not doing their job. They're running out to D.C. They are surrendering our state, and it's the obvious hypocrisy, right? They're arguing voter rights at the same time that they're completely denying the constituents, the residents in Texas, from being represented because they are preventing a quorum."
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.